And they have these amazing picture books with stories about Gedolim. And they have one about Rav Arya Levine. And my little nephew, Geli, Yagel, and me were reading it all of Shabbos. And we both agreed there was a particular story which touched our heart. So I want to share it. So the story goes that there was a boy who was hungry. And every day in those days at the yeshiva of Eitz Chaim, where Rav Arya Levine worked at lunch, they would, all the little boys would get soup, get a bowl of soup. And sometimes there was a little extra, so then they'd get doubles. Sometimes. So these were times when the food was scarce, and everybody lines up to get their food. And that day it was turnip soup. And that was this kid, let's call him Maishi, his favorite soup. So Maishi, who had a little bit of chutzpah, says, "I want doubles." And the woman who gave out the food, the cook, said, "I'm sorry, Maishi, maybe at the end, if there's leftover, we'll give you the food, but right now there's, you're gonna have to wait your turn." And this little kid gets so mad, he takes the whole pot of soup and he dumps it over right in front of everyone. And after the shock, people calm down, the lady says, "You're going to have a meeting with Rav Arya tomorrow." So that night, Maishi couldn't sleep. He was so scared. What did he do? He made such a mistake. He felt so bad. He was so scared. He comes the next morning to Rav Arya's office. Rav Arya looks him in the eye and says, "Maishi, did you turn over the pot of soup yesterday?" And Maishi says, "Yes," with his eyes turned down, "I did, and I'm sorry." And Rav Arya looks at him and says, "Well, guess what? I got you a double portion of soup today. But from now on, please don't act with anger. Please don't do such a silly thing like that to turn over the pot of soup. And if you ever want an extra pot of soup, you come to Rav Arya Levine and I'll get you that extra bowl of soup." Gewalt. And Maishi walked away so inspired. He thought he was going to get rammed by an angry teacher. And instead, what he got was love. What he got was understanding. He walked away and he decided that he too wanted to be a Rebbe. He wanted to be a Mashgiach just like Rav Arya. And indeed, he ended up becoming a big Rebbe, a head of the Ulpanot in Israel. All from this amazing act of loving kindness that Rav Arya showed to this boy. And of course, there are times in life when we need Gvura. But Rav Arya had the eyes to see that that wasn't the time for this. This is the time for loving kindness. And what can I say? The results speak for themselves. So I bless us today to have those eyes of loving kindness, of compassion towards others. And we know that God acts with us towards loving kindness, and the schus of our acting with loving kindness towards others. May we all just have those eyes to see the good. Have an amazing day.